The shutdown corresponds with the beginning of Affordable Care Act enrollment. House Republicans have sought to defund or delay the law as part of any budget talks resulting in the shutdown. A meeting Wednesday night with President Obama and congressional leaders to get the government back to full working order came up empty. Thursday morning, House members from both sides of the aisle were discussing a way to move forward, pointing to a measure that, in part, evolved from the bipartisan No Labels group of some 80 House and Senate members, Republican Congressman Chris Gibson among them. Here's Gibson spokeswoman Stephanie Valley.
What they're looking at here is the medical device tax. It's a 2.3% tax on medical device manufacturers. This is a tax that has a particular impact in upstate New York. We have thousands of jobs in the industry, including over 5,000 in or around our district.
She says despite his opposition to the health care legislation, he could not vote on an 11th-hour resolution to shut down the government.
Early Sunday morning, when the House voted on a measure to delay the Affordable Care Act for a year and tie that to the continuing resolution, the congressman was one of two Republicans that voted no.
She says New York Congressman Richard Hanna from the Utica area is the other. She adds,
the congressman, has spent a lot of time detailing why he thinks the Affordable Care Act may not be the best solution and is not the best solution for upstate New York. But that being said, we need to ensure a functional government.
Meanwhile, Democratic Congresswoman Nita Lowey supports a so-called clean budget bill that would end the partial federal government shutdown.
The important thing is the Senate passed a clean CR. We have to take up that CR, goes to the White House, the president signs it, and that's the end of the government shutdown.
CR stands for Continuing Resolution. Lowey, the senior Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, adds,
we have heard from hundreds and hundreds of constituents in the last few days, and the message from them is overwhelming. Pass a bill that doesn't undermine the Affordable Care Act, end the Republican shutdown, open up the government.
She says her district, a large portion of Westchester County and all of Rockland County, is suffering as the shutdown leaves Head Start centers unfunded and small businesses without access to federal capital. There is one effect, she says, that took her aback.
Well, the most shocking piece of information was what's happening at several grantees in Westchester and the region that are funded by the National Institutes of Health. Much of their life-saving research has been put on hold. And because children with cancer have been turned away from treatment at the NIH facilities, this affects people in our district and the whole metropolitan region.
Federal disaster aid could be another casualty of the shutdown. For example, in the case of Hurricane Sandy aid, while the funds are there, the question is whether specific staffers who handle the distribution of this aid in the region and the headquarters are furloughed. Disaster funds already distributed are unaffected. Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney penned a letter Wednesday to the Chief Administrative Officer of the House of Representatives asking that his pay be withheld during the shutdown. Congresswoman Lowey is also declining a paycheck. Congressman Gibson has suspended his pay and supports back pay for federal workers who are furloughed. Both Maloney and Gibson have furloughed staff members. Maloney's Newburg office remains open, while Gibson's Kinderhook, Kingston, and Liberty offices remain open. Gibson's Cooperstown, Delhi, and Hyde Park offices are closed. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.